The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Repeat after me. Capitalism is evil. Capitalism is evil. Capitalism is evil. The wealth of a nation belongs to all the people. The money of the wealthy should be given to the poor. The wealthy among us are parasites, sucking the lifeblood of the common man. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
What are you doing, Billy?
Oh, nothing. I'm bored with all my toys. I wish I had something new to play with.
How about Mr. Obama's half-baked oven?
Mr. Obama's half-baked oven? That sounds great.
That's right, America. New from Scamco. Mr. Obama's half-baked oven. The toy oven that's twice as much fun because it bakes in half the time. With Mr. Obama's half-baked oven, you'll get half-baked brownies, half-baked cupcakes, and with the new economic and foreign relations settings, you'll get half-baked policies that'll turn anything into a sticky mess.
Isn't that called a quagmire?
That's absolutely right, Billy. Here, we call these our Libyan surprise quagmire cakes.
This tastes doughy and disgusting. Besides, an oven is a girl's toy.
Don't be ridiculous, Billy. With Mr. Obama's half-baked oven, everything comes out according to plan. And because it's only half-baked, there's twice as much for you to swallow.
Gee, a toy like that must be really expensive.
Actually, Billy, that's the very best part. Even though Mr. Obama's half-baked oven is assembled overnight by a team of amateurs, it's still the most expensive toy of all time.
Mister, that sounds like a rip-off. I'd rather have a G.I. Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry, Billy. From now on, Mr. Obama's half-baked oven is the only toy you're allowed to buy. And since we can't pay for it all now, we'll send the bill to your children and grandchildren.
Hey, give me back my piggy bank.
Mr. Obama's half-baked oven. From the makers of Jimmy Carter's Hostage Helper and Herbert Hoover's Invisible Chicken in a Pot.
Mister, that sounds like a rip-off.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Last year, I was on 120 different radio interviews, and I've got to tell you that you're the best. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not flattering you. I want a promise from you that when you have your own national television show, that you don't forget AMAC and Dan Weber and you have us on.
The Chad Olson Show.
The Chad Olson Show.
You're a patriot, but even you're an intelligent patriot who can communicate, and that's so important.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
I think it might be a good idea for President Biden to call a climate emergency.
Why?
Because there, he can do many, many things under the emergency powers of the president that wouldn't have to go through, that he could do without legislation. Call a climate emergency.
Why?
Call a climate emergency.
Why?
Call a climate emergency.
Why?
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Come on now.
The Chad Olson Show.
Secretary Austin, why should American taxpayers fund lectures at the National Defense University that promote socialism as a strategy to combat China?
It's the National Defense University is an academic institution, and I don't know of any such lecture. But
well, that's surprising because it was widely reported the National Defense University had Thomas Piketty come, and this was the title of his lecture. Responding to China, the case for global justice and democratic socialism. So now that you know that they did this, would you agree that embracing socialism is not an effective strategy to combat China?
Well, I certainly don't agree with embracing socialism.
So that means...
I'm sorry. We're not going to do this. We're not going to let the guy say four words and still talk and then...
Well, Congressman Matt Gaetz, embattled as he has been in recent and later months, going toe-to-toe with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, the wokest of the woke, in this congressional subcommittee, and having a very interesting conversation about this moment that finds our nation staring into the eyeball of Russia and Vladimir Putin, and saber-rattling as if we're going to kick off a nuclear war at the exact same time that our fighting force is being stripped of its military readiness, confused with gender pronoun training, and having these massive injections of social engineering and social justice warriorism. The only warriors that we're turning out of our military right now are social justice warriors. They would fare, one would presume, very poorly in an actual theater of combat. And I promise you that's a fact that is not lost in Beijing or in Moscow or anywhere that has global aspirations of dominance. This is part of the reason that we have encouraged the kind of aggression that we see out of Vladimir Putin at this moment. He didn't choose to do this invasion under the watch of Donald Trump. He did it under the watch of poopy pants and utterly Chinese compromised puppet Joe and Hunter Biden. Reasons for that should be obvious, even to those of you who ate glue in your elementary school years. But Matt Gaetz, this was a fantastic exchange. Congressman Gaetz getting into the wokeism. He didn't mention, I was somewhat disappointed, he didn't mention the maternity flight suits that Joe Biden bragged about during that infamous clip. But he hit the high points in discussing the damage that wokeism is doing and this idea that diversity is our strength. Diversity is what empowers our military, yada, yada, yada. This woke idiocy that's destroying every single thing it touches, including our ability to be a ready, potent, and viable fighting force on the world stage. We'll just play this without commentary and submit for approval.
You guys told us that Russia couldn't lose. You told us that the Taliban couldn't immediately win. And so I guess I'm wondering, what in the $773 billion that you're requesting today is going to help you make assessments that are accurate in the face of so many blown calls?
You've seen what's in our budget. You've seen how the budget matches the strategy. And so I'll let that speak for itself.
And so while everyone else in the world seems to be developing capabilities and being more strategic, we got time to embrace critical race theory at West Point, to embrace socialism at the National Defense University, to do mandatory pronoun training.
Again, this is the most capable, the most combat credible force in the world. It has been, and it will be so going forward.
Not if we continue down this path.
To do that.
Not if we embrace socialism.
The fact that you're embarrassed by your country.
I'm embarrassed by your leadership.
I'm sorry for
I am
that.
Not embarrassed for my country. I wish
it's
we were not
saying.
Losing to China.
It's
I
what
wish
you're
we
saying.
Were, you know what? That is so disgraceful that you would sit here and conflate your failures with the failures of the uniformed service members. You guys said that Russia would overrun Ukraine in 36 days. You said that the Taliban would be kept at bay for months. You totally blew those calls. And maybe we would be better at them if the National Defense University actually worked a little more on strategy and a little less on wokeism.
Has that occurred?
And it is, you just can't even say it any better than Matt Gaetz just did. But realize as we do, this isn't even an authentic debate, because what we realize that this is all part of the cloward and pivoting of America. It's the destruction and the intentional sabotage of our military readiness. The same way that Joe Biden and the Biden in name only regime, the third term of Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice is burning down the American economy, destroying the American economic primacy globally and the engine of commerce on a domestic level.
impoverishing the average individual and destroying the middle class in the United States. They're doing exactly the same thing to our military readiness with the vaccines. They've already shot them in the head by administering the vaccinations to our uniformed fighting men and women. We can have these conversations about what kind of social ideology should be injected into the minds of our soldiers and the deleterious effects of that. But let's never forget they've already either purged or injected every single member of our fighting force with that dreaded mRNA, nucleotide-altering, thoroughly mutagenic, protein packet delivery system for the alteration of the human genome. They have injected that into our fighting force for purposes, the fullest extent of which remains to be discovered by medical and clinical science in observation of what is going to happen to the human race long-term after the introduction of this mRNA and adenovirus intervention and intrusion and manipulation of our homologous chromosomal makeup. So all kinds of things that they've done to us and are doing to our military to make us incapable of undertaking these global theaters of combat that they're pushing us head, just pushing us toward as fast as their little legs can carry them. Ideologically, generating this political pressure among the grassroots idiots of the Democrat Party to push for nuclear war with the nation of Russia by the institution of a no-fly zone. Well, I shouldn't even say Democrats. Kinzinger even calling for this as well. That's the level of the idiocy. They believe they can institute a no-fly zone in Ukraine, and it's not going to lead directly to nuclear conflict with the nation of Russia. And that's setting aside even the idiocy of making our troops wear red high heels and prance around for hours at a time so that they understand women better. God help us. These demon creatures are destroying every single thing that they touch, and they're doing it with a Luciferian, nihilistic glee that reeks from their every word and their every action. Go ahead and finish this out. Matt Gaetz taking apart Lloyd Austin in subcommittee discussion.
That Russia has not overrun Ukraine because of what we've done and our allies have done?
But that was baked into your flawed assessment. That was baked into your flawed assessment. And so yeah, I saw that the Obama administration tried to destroy our military by starving it of resources. And it seems the Biden administration is trying to destroy our military by force feeding it wokeism.
And that's just absolute hard-boiled truth. The injection of wokeism is every bit as effective and every bit as destructive as the mRNA protein packet delivery system is at destroying the human immune system, lowering the defenses of the human body, making us utterly vulnerable to invading pathogens and invading viruses and whatever bioweapon they decide to release on the planet next. Possibly and quite possibly, it's going to be hemorrhagic fever, filovirus of some kind, maybe Marburg or Lassa, or Ebola, or an airborne version thereof. Maybe Ebola Reston. Ebola Reston wiped out the monkey population at the Reston, Virginia Zoo back in 1989. And you can bet your bottom dollar, USAMRIID was so interested in that, and they collected the carcasses. USAMRIID, the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute there at Fort Detrick, that is the nerve center of our both chemical and biological weapons development response for the U.S. military. They collected the carcasses and the phylogenetic samples of that virus, Ebola Reston, and it's still housed in the USAMRIID BSL-4 laboratory there at Fort Detrick. These people would just absolutely go into orgasmic titillation over the thought of an airborne Ebola, not a... See, regular Ebola is spread through bodily fluid contact, and so it does not spread with nearly the efficiency of something like a COVID-19. Can you imagine what they would go through, the cathartic and apoplectic leaps of joy that they would welcome A hemorrhagic fever that could spread with the SHC-014 spike protein. Furin catalyst protein cleavage site. This is the tip of the iceberg of what they have planned. And the parallel is absolutely perfect when you think about the way that the mRNA vaccines lower our defenses, make us vulnerable to invading pathogens, incapable of fighting back, and the way that wokeism injected into the minds of our soldiers makes our fighting forces utterly defenseless and incapable, vulnerable to invading soldiers and invading enemies, and utterly vulnerable to attack. Parallel, that analogy doesn't break down at any point. Wokeism is the clot shot for your brain. Wokeism is mass mental illness and insanity for the American population. It is the destruction of human civilization. It's being undertaken at warp speed at every possible level, from Disney to elementary school, right into the barracks of our fighting men and women. Chad Olson Show. Oh, no, of course, you need to be a biologist to really tell whose barracks are whose. We don't want to be hasty about those kind of assumptions. I promise I'm not a biologist, but I know a woman when I see one. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
I wish
it's
we were not
saying.
Losing to China.
It's
I
what
wish
you're
we
saying.
Were, you know what? The that's you know that is so that is so disgraceful that you would sit here and conflate your failures with the failures of the uniformed service members. You guys said that Russia would overrun Ukraine in 36 days. You said that the Taliban would be kept at bay for months. You totally blew those calls. And maybe we would be better at them if the National Defense University actually worked a little more on strategy and a little less on wokeism.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.